Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, January the 5th. It's National Bird Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's new coffee shop, featuring a brew inspired by birds called Nest Cafe. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is Wednesday, not sure about how beautiful. We've already hit our high of 5 for the day, and the mercury will drop at this point. Chance of mixed precipitation throughout the day, and looking like more of the same tomorrow, but the sun will come out on Friday, apparently. And on National Bird Day, let's have a random daily shout-out to chicken coops, where you'll hear nothing but foul language, the expectations are clear, and you'll always know what the pecking order is.
Well, National Bird Day celebrates birds who always will have a special place in our hearts. Whether they're your backyard star cardinal or the common pigeons that flock to and fro in the park, birds have always held a spot of fascination, love, and adoration in our hearts. There were a couple of pigeons that were sitting on my fence yesterday, so I shouted at them, and they both fell off the fence and died. And it was then that I learned that you really can kill two birds with one's tone. Birds are often considered a living link to the past, being the closest relative animals to the... Oh, it's a secret until the sizzler. And yesterday we talked about bird formations and why one arm of the V is longer than the other arm. But do you know why they even fly south for the winter? Too far to walk.
I thought it was because they had a condo in Florida.
But even they couldn't go right now. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Gotta Be the Birds and maybe Turn, Turn, Turn?
No, but it is the Eagles. It is the Eagles.
Okay.
And it's Take It Easy, which is, again, I'm picking titles here that I'm hoping that we can, you know, connect to, because Lord knows today's
honestly,
a very...
Honestly, Tamik, I'm shocked. I was sure it was going to be Prince, your favorite.
I love Prince. Oh, man, I love that song. But anyway, though.
I'm
stunned. I'm trying to keep it uplifting right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I had to turn on, like, my stand-up lamp and the light on the ceiling, and I feel like I'm still in darkness. How dark it is right now. But, you know, Take It Easy by the Eagles. Now, it's talking about him trying to talk to a woman, blah, blah, blah. But I prefer to kind of... just look at the chorus, take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand, right? Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Right now, honestly, the don't even try to understand part is probably the one that makes the most sense, because there's so much going on. If you try to keep track of decisions that have been made, unmade, remade, never made, whatever, you will literally lose it. So, yes, don't try to understand. Use your version of common sense, which is probably still more common sense than some of our leaders at this point. So just take it easy. Try not to look at everybody's face.
Present company accepted, I hope.
Exactly. Like, yup.
Excluded.
So just try your best, people. You know, turn the lights on in the house. You know, turn on a candle. Don't leave it burning too long. Give yourself a break today and take it easy. So the Eagles, very good advice. That's my pick for today.
All right, take it easy. And now you can see Paul's looking for the memo right now.
Yes, I'm looking for the memo. Actually, you know what I'm looking for? In all honesty, is my little calendar to mark what day it is. I don't want to go over the 90 factor.
I truly.
D3, Paul.
I truly combine Monday and Tuesday into one day. So,
well, I know, honestly, I thought this was Tuesday when I woke up this morning.
You know, maybe JD could lend you a few jerseys.
Yes.
The countdown seemed to work.
You check the days.
Yeah, I know. That would be a lot more helpful. You know?
And colorful.
Yeah, no, today we're not on day 7, so I'll scoop this one out for next week. All right, great tune. Add it to our playlist. In the show notes, very helpful. Very helpful show notes. All right, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, yesterday, Mark and I got lost in a little bit of rabbit hole of old technology. we were trying to type a letter to my aunt while we tried, but the letters kept getting stuck, right? And then we were going to fax it to her, but it wasn't set up. So, and mostly we didn't fax because it's 2022.
Yep.
So they just put a stamp on it and off it went.
Sorry, Dave, is your aunt still around?
Oh, goodness. Yes. All right, Mitchell, what have you got for us today?
So, you know what? It's Wednesday, and it's Wednesday's book as usual. But before I get into that, I was always a lover of birds, right? When I was about five, one morning we woke up and we found an owl that was in our yard. Apparently, I don't know if he was flying or whatever happened, but one wing was, I think it was broken. And that owl stayed with us for quite a while until one morning I got up and he flew away. He wasn't there anymore. He was gone. And that was pretty sad. So that's my story about birds.
So should we call you like the Harry Potter of CAE?
That's a good one, Paul. So leads me to the book for today. And I actually struggled with this one because I have three books about with bird in the title that I really love. One is The Jumbie Bird. It was a book I read when I was in high school. The other one is To Kill a Mockingbird, which is a very good read. But the one for today, which I'm going to suggest that you guys check out, and most people would have probably read this poem or a book, it's Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven.
Oh, excellent.
It's an excellent read. A little bit of sorrow there.
And a good listen as well.
You know what? You can go listen to James Earl Jones read that poem, and that's a good listen as well on YouTube. So go check out that, guys. It's Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven.
Listen to Musical Bird, man.
Nice.
Does a musical why am I echoing?
You'll have to say.
Why do you keep talking? That's really the question.
Yeah, that is always the question. Anyway, I was very perturbed by Ventura's opening comments about liking birds, because, you know, with my British background, that takes a whole different connotation. I thought you were somewhere totally different with that.
Keep it a PG.
Welcome to the Benny Hill Show. And welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
That's between me and my diary.
All right, then. Well, hope for a good result for you. Today, you'll be able to earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember that bonus bucks are earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. I have no idea how much we're carrying forward this week, so let's start with a clean slate. And today I will ask you questions about birds. And today's Sizzler is brought to you by Velcros. Those are birds that stick together. Question number one. Chickens and ostriches? Those ostrich birds are the closest modern relatives to what prehistoric giant? Vice Principal Botnick.
Giant prehistoric chickens and ostriches. No?
That's good for $5. You know, sometimes the simplest response is the correct one. Matt Schulman.
Colonel Sanders.
Anybody else hungry now? We'll throw an extra $5. Nobody came up with the obvious T-Rex. You know, the T-Rex building is just down the street here at the bottom of Dixie. It's the small arms building. And that's even true. All right, question number two. If the average person had the metabolism of a hummingbird, how would they change? Matt Schulman.
The average person would change by putting on their pants one leg at a time.
Sometimes the easiest answer is the one that is correct. Vice Principal Botnick.
Well, in a remarkable twist of serendipity, I had the same answer, except I said the same way by putting their legs or their pants on one leg at a time, but by doing it 80 times per second.
Okay, wait for the mathies out there to do the calculations. We can also throw another $5 there. How about that? Somewhere close to a real answer would be you would have to eat 285 pounds of food a day. How about that? All right, and question number three. The Bassian thrush locates its food using the most unique method possible. What is this? Vice Principal Botnick.
The Bassian thrush is known for the amount of excrement it creates. So, of course, it would get its food from Uber Eats.
Matt, is your son a Bassian thrush? For $5. Matt Schulman.
I mean, connected. The Bassian thrush would find the households with young children in June because they always come home with a painted birdhouse near Father's Day. Every year for like 5 years running.
Yes, 5 years running. That's good for $5, $10, $20, $30. We got Venturo for three laughs, so $33. Be a nice little feast for us at the Zealous restaurant today. Congratulations and well done, gentlemen. That brings us to Wednesday's word.
You're muted, Paul.
The bird is the word. Have you heard?
Yes, I'm a very quiet bird. It's very hard to come up with a good bird word, so I just thought I'd review some words attached to birds. You know, a bird by the sea, of course, is a seagull. A bird by the bay is, of course, a bagel. And a bird covered in slime is, of course, Google.
On this Wednesday, the bird is definitely the word. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.